For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
So as a man, do y'all think y'all need to pay for 100% dates?
You have no, you don't have no problem walking into it assuming you're paying for every date. But in the event, let's just say you're fucking being oblivious or something, whatever, you're not totally locked into the moment and she whips that debit card out or whatever and does do it, you do make mental note and go, oh, like something about it, you fuck with that.
If you're a man over the age of 25 and all of your bills are not on auto pay, you should not be in a relationship.
Can we talk about the F word?
Fag. Damn. It's a no, it's like a dyke.
Yeah.
Fag, dyke, nigga, cracker.
Can you say
wet?
No, it's not the same.
All right, men painting their nails.
Oh, shit.
Gay.
Dang. Man wants to get pegged.
Gay.
Now, why is that? I have to ask.
You know
why?
You know why? Gay. I think it's okay. I'm not saying they are gay, but that's gay.
Whole lot of gay shit. Gay.
I like that. Hey, what's going on? It's Ross Britt, the most lit. What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about is homo as
gay.
What's up, y'all?
Yo.
Hey, gabies, we in the building. Y'all know the vibes, man. Like, subscribe, comment, run it up, share, do all of that. Because this one, this is going to be a good one today.
This is about to be a real good one, yo. Shout out to everybody tuning into our podcast on Revolt. And shout out to everybody that's subscribed to our Patreon. We might have an exclusive today for y'all, too.
Not like, sure. We have real in the building today.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn right.
We talking about straps and shit, but like, today we have real
All right, in the building, I can't compete with these niggas up here, okay?
Real dick in the
bed. For the record, we're like on our 110th episode, and y'all are our first straight
okay,
men
first
in
straight.
The building.
I like that.
That's
like
crazy. We're gonna clear the air before anybody assumes anything.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
These
I didn't think about
kings
that.
Up here,
these
y'all.
Are kings.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, clear the air. It's a groundbreaking moment.
Yeah. All right. So do the honors for me, y'all. Please let them know who y'all are and what y'all do.
I'm sorry. That's Lord. That's my friend Lord Owen, and we have with women.
It's getting weird. It's getting a little weird.
Yeah, where it was going. I didn't know.
Yeah. First of all, sorry is like a f***ing amazing artist. I know you do music too. Yeah, I haven't heard your music, but I've done it. Blaster Trash with
for
you.
Sure, for sure.
Years and just rocking with you, but like y'all heard his music for sure.
Appreciate you.
And
yeah, I'm a rapper, a podcaster. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all got your own podcast out too.
We damn sure do.
And the name of it?
Sorry, not sorry, show.
Period.
Yeah. Y'all be acting crazy on that joint.
For sure.
And I do want to thank you because I was watching the episode y'all just dropped today and it seemed like you wore short shorts again. Yeah. I don't know if it was because you was on the No Homo Show.
It's the sit down thing. It's like a nigga damn motherfucker look at your short length and
look at that.
And my shit.
This is an extra large.
Now I'm demasculating, you know?
Yeah, it's an extra large, so.
They start looking around, looking at
the... They got the Uzi Day shorts on.
You know, my shit get paler and paler the further up it goes. You get to the source and it's glowing in the dark. You know what I'm saying?
The source is crazy. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, look, we ain't going to change things around, all right? How we kick off our show is with a game called Skittles and Riddles, all right? So in that Skittle bag, there's a riddle. You're going to pull it out, right? But it's a lesbian riddle. So y'all are coming into our world today.
Y'all are lesbians today.
Yes.
Well, okay. I'd rather be that than the other option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. So
one person pull first.
No, we're going to do one. All right. You're going to read it out loud. And if we get the answer wrong, we got to take a shot.
Wait.
Oh, colorist.
Go ahead. Pull it up.
Colors
is crazy.
This one acceptable. Matches me.
Yeah, orange.
All right. You said it. Read it out loud?
Yeah.
What do you call an ex-lesbian?
Like it's...
Can we answer this?
Yeah. Oh. If we get it wrong, we gotta take a shot.
Ex-lesbian. What do you call an ex-lesbian? Hold on.
Hey, you a wordsmith. Come on now, both of y'all.
Ex-lesbian. Because so many directions you can go with this.
I'm gonna lesbian?
I like what you tried to do there. I think it's probably a little bit more witty. Lesbian is crazy. It's not.
Yeah, that's
fine. Lesbian?
Lesbian!
It's fire!
That gotta be it.
Is that it? Is the answer
that
on
gotta
it?
Be it.
Fucking rap.
I don't know.
That gotta be it.
Damn, that's a great guess.
Lesbian?
Yeah.
Because first they were being, but now they've been.
Yeah.
That's genius.
It's gotta be lesbian.
It better be.
I don't even want
this game be pissing us off.
70.
Honestly. 70.
He killed
that's that. Really good.
Yeah, we're all amazing.
Lesbian. I'm here for it. I ain't even got
to. I don't even want to guess now. You know what I'm saying?
It gotta be lesbian.
Okay.
It better be, because like if it's not, what is it?
He's like,
she got the damn Farmer's Almanac over there.
It's either lesbian or lesbian.
Girl, I don't even see the answer.
She done got homework assignments.
The answer.
Go flip one of the
She got lesbian homework over there.
Yeah. I heard you, motherfucker. And saying. It's not that.
Damn.
It's has been.
I don't like that.
I
like lesbian.
It should have been my shit.
Lesbian is hard.
Lesbian is hard. Hey, you gotta take a shot, my man. Y'all gotta
right, yeah, got
you relied on your point.
That's fucking bananas, bro.
I'm gonna put this back in here. All right.
What is it?
I mean, I like no hoe now. We got real men up here, real dicks.
What is it?
Let us out drinking. Terramana.
I want to throw it out there. This show, it might not be for the woke, all right?
Oh, it's not.
We're going to have fun on this show.
I like that, by the way.
For the woke. You know.
We're not going to be politically correct.
Yeah. Good. I'm ready to just fucking piss y'all off.
What? And we're happy to have y'all here. We hope we get to clear up a lot of things with y'all today, okay?
Okay.
So, like, normally when we start, we have someone tell us their coming out story, but obviously y'all don't have one.
Yeah. Okay.
So, have y'all ever had somebody come out to y'all?
Yeah, maybe we don't provide warmth for those.
Nah, yeah, we already there. We know they're gay before they even get there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start there. What are some signs that a person is gay?
Male or female?
Let's do both.
I feel like with men, I feel like it's even, there's so many signs, I feel like, and maybe some of them are false, just like stereotypical shit, shit just like, you know, posture or voice inflections, mannerisms. There's a lot where you could assume or deduce, and you may be wrong, but
I don't go there with it. I go like, these niggas trying to do too much shit that the females do now. They trying to take all y'all shit. So once I see like one or two things, it's like, yeah, some might be.
Like he might, what?
Just like, you know, like they doing with the nails. Niggas is wearing the purses. Shit, like watching y'all shows. Like niggas watching baddie. Like I catch a nigga watching Zeus.
Yeah,
you on Zeus Network.
What was the other show everybody was watching? P Valley or whatever.
Yeah,
you watching any of that shit?
I just feel like it's something very feminine about you. So I'm not judging or nothing, but I'm just like, you doing too much shit at the late. Like, let the ladies have. You watching Lifetime, bro? Like,
and the number one thing though, I used to work at Trader Joe's back in the day, right?
Shout out to Trader Joe's.
And I used to work with this gay dude named Tex.
Gator Joe's,
right? And there was this guy at the job who would be like cool with the fellas, but some of his mannerisms was kind of sweet. I remember asking Tex one day, like, yo, what's good with, because Tex was openly gay.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what's good with bro? And I'm like, you know, he was like, you know what he told me? He was like, if you ever want to know someone gay, he said, if you don't ever see no women, I said, damn. I never thought about it, but sometimes. But I was looking
with bad gay boys. Be with bad.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. It was like, you know, especially at like a job like that, like a regular job.
Yeah.
Someone always has a girl bringing them a plate, or their girlfriend's coming on their lunch break, and they're meeting.
I work that Kroger. My next gonna be shit.
But that's what I'm saying. But you're gay, so it's like. That's the point.
So it's like,
as much as he seemed like he was, cool with the fellas.
Yeah.
I never seen him once with a joint. I never seen him with a girl, not one time.
Yeah.
So I kind of assumed from that point forward that he was gay.
What about a girl?
Girls is a little different because you could have the most like. I feel like with men, we kind of base it on like femininity and masculinity kind of thing.
And vulnerability.
And you can have the most feminine woman in the world that be getting active. Or I feel like women are way more open to it.
They're super open to it, bro. You're going to know a girl gay from that jump, bro.
Yeah.
You fuck around party with some girls one night. I'm like, damn.
That's a fact.
Like, yeah, like y'all dancing together the whole night. Like,
y'all feel like all women got a little gay in them?
Yeah. I don't even like talking to girls that I don't like girls.
Period.
So hold up. All right. So men be saying that, right? And it's sexy, especially if like y'all just talking. But if it's a chick that like you're in love with, would you still be cool with her liking girls?
Yeah. I need my girlfriend to like girls. Not that I need the threesome, because I've had more than I should have had. But it's the small shit like.
Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating restaurants for a limited time.
Like, you know how girls might have an insecurity if my head accidentally turns while another woman walk by. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of me arguing with you about that, we're now talking about how nice her butt looks together.
I feel it.
I just like the vibe of a woman that likes women. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's something about women that do that. The vibe be way better. Because you always, especially when you're dealing with a nigga that get women, I think if you like women too, and it makes it better for me, especially like if we ever go to the strip club, like I don't even want to throw these little scoundrels no money. I'm giving that shit to you. You tell me who you think the baddest bitch is in here, and I want to watch you have fun.
I feel that.
I just feel like the vibe is way more player when you're shorty like women. Now, she don't got to be like infatuated with women like she is with me.
Yeah,
I don't really care about all that, but I love for my woman to think that women are beautiful.
Like, what she like? What she like? Studs though.
I haven't dealt with that.
See, because it's different when, like, yeah, if your girl like a bad bitch, that's cute. But if your girl feel like she,
I feel like no offense, I feel like the stud shit would be. I'm not gonna lie. Can I be transparent with you?
Please.
You know I love you, ex.
Yeah.
Listen, that never happened. But I have had this. I've talked to a chick, and then we stopped talking, and then I see her with a stud now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hating like a motherfucker. I don't know why that is. It's not even like, no, I'm not mad or jealous. It's just like, how dare you? How dare you? And I'm mad. Yeah. You got to think, like, I'm super masculine. So it's mad as fuck. I'll be waiting for that shit to fail.
Do it make you feel like, was it like, what was I lacking inside? Like, what is the
hell? No, it ain't a lacking thing. First of all, what's y'all ain't shit.
Why?
I hear the worst shit about studs. I hear the same shit about studs that I hear about us.
No, for real.
Some like, y'all ain't no really better. Bad. Like, y'all got a bad reputation.
Studs?
Yeah, in relationships, I hear, like, studs are crazy. Is that true? Like, every stud's equilibrium is off? No, like, y'all be real possessive. Like, y'all girlfriends can't go nowhere when
some
it's
are.
Over.
We're not your average.
I'm talking about y'all. Stop that some
no,
shit.
No,
we're not your average.
My wife is
come
a
on,
Capricorn.
Let's keep it a buck.
Yo, my wife's a Capricorn. I'll be like, please go out and have some friends. I'll be like, please do something. Because she a homebody.
Somebody else, please.
Okay.
Please.
What different kind of stuff?
But I do think, there, like, was a young phase in me or something that might have been a little insecure, or just with even other studs that, like, if you're insecure and you got you a baddie and she might be bisexual or something, then you might feel like, hold up, what's up?
Do y'all get a bad rep if y'all whoop your girl? It's kind of fair game.
Well, this is the thing, Si. So we're not studs, okay?
No.
So that may be how we present
what's
ourselves.
What's a stud?
You fucking his head.
So many fucking rules.
A stud
rules,
is
man.
Technically, it is a lot of rules. I ain't gonna lie. It's technically like a dominant woman, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you would call us a stud, but I don't like to be labeled. So I just,
I'm a lesbian.
Well, like, we label. You're a stud.
Yeah.
No, to the average person, not call y'all average. But to where y'all can understand, I can make it make sense for y'all.
Yeah,
I am a stud. Right. Okay.
Attractive, though.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, yeah. You are. Attractive, though. Or a sperm donor.
Yeah, attractive.
All right. Don't do it.
Y'all might have to go with O, you know?
Right.
Now we're talking. All right.
That's
a, now that was giving a little sad.
It's a basketball thing. Like, it's one account.
And one.
I ain't seen it.
Not wristful. And one.
All right. Let's stick with studs real quick. Okay. So, would y'all ever date a stud? Because some studs, aka dominant presenting women, are bisexual.
Not date, but I knock two down.
You knock two down?
I tap two of them joints down.
Who shot the shot first?
She was wild aggressive.
What was she wearing when this happened?
Yeah,
you've seen her too.
Damn, you know her. Oh,
yeah, you seen
her. Where around, what studs we have?
I'll show the gram in a minute.
Okay.
Show us the gram. All right, Si, hold up.
Yeah, she took me down. I had to. You know? She was just so aggressive when she got drunk. But she like hooped. You know what I mean? But she like she liked niggas too. Sorry. But she came off like a real, like a dyke for real. You know what I mean? But then after like so many nice partying with Shorty, I was like, I'll fuck you.
You know it's crazy.
What's up?
I be seeing like porn links sometimes where it's like stud sucks off fucking.
You like
whatever.
That shit?
Well, I've seen it. And I wasn't mad at it. I feel like if I was present in the moment, I don't know, like my discernment. I don't know. I'll be honest. Like no, but even when you walked up, I was like, damn, do I dap or hug? Like I didn't know. But you did like the dap and hug.
I did both.
But imagine but imagine if I was meeting a man I didn't know ever for the first time. I would never hug him.
Yeah.
You know,
so because
crazy?
Of the feminine side, it was like, let me do both.
then end it with this. You know what's crazy? This is I feel you because it's crazy because like I know some studs, right, that like I'll dap up. And then I'll run into them and they look feminine and I hug them. It's the same person.
Damn. Oh. So that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's just
a natural thing.
It's a natural thing.
It's weird. Yeah, but all right. So back to you taking down the stud. All right. Yeah. So she was showing you that she wanted that deep.
Yeah, she was super aggressive.
And you hit two studs, you said.
I hit two, but she probably was the main one. And then I told my mans, because it was kind of like, that was my first time doing that one. And then he told me he knocked her down. And I was like, see, you should have said this from the jump.
Now she fucking all the niggas.
Y'all are stud jumping. That's crazy.
Stud jumping is crazy.
Hey, I'm talking about, hey.
I know you are.
Hey, way back
there,
you are.
I can just, I can smell it.
My boy knocked her down when we was in high school. And then I caught her later after high school.
So do you think stud pussy is top tier?
It was cool.
Was it hairy?
I didn't look.
That's a good question.
You didn't look?
You felt something.
I've had a lot of vaginas I never looked at.
Such a nigga.
Yeah.
How you not look at it?
I only see it when I eat it.
Yeah. Vagina's ugly anyway.
What man is eating a stud's vagina? Let's be honest.
A lot of men are eating stud's vagina. Are you crazy?
She's like, before I came here today.
Okay.
Three times.
I know a few niggas that
eat
pussy right now.
Oh my god!
Right, wax
shade. Hey, what was
she wearing?
Why are you doing this?
Did she
have on
baggy clothes? I need to know what she had on.
Nah. She just was a hooper though. She tried to have like when it was step out time. She tried to get sexy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
She's not gay, is she? I never knew that.
See, hold on, because this is my next question, right? Like, if a girl is really looking stud, like looking like stud.
Mm-hmm.
And don't say dyke.
All right.
Stud.
Oh, dyke is an insult?
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all ain't tell me that?
Can I be honest?
How is dyke an insult?
Yeah, why y'all got
but
so many
from,
rules?
Are you from New York too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all say dyke a lot up top.
Nah, we say butch.
Dyke is offensive.
Butch sounds
dyke
bad.
Butch. Dyke is offensive?
I can't speak for absolutely.
Are you giving me game? I did not know that.
Depending on who you talk to, dyke.
Like, if you say you a dyke, I'm offended. If you be like, yeah, she was a dyke, da da da. I just know you from up north, and that's just how I talk. So dyke probably ain't just to throw out the.
What is it? It's just the sound of the word or something.
Dyke is kind of like might be saying like the N word to somebody.
To a gay person.
All right,
y'all love to adopt that. but no.
All right, gay. No. All right, so you said
something the what?
That's the or
stud.
Or okay.
Dom is like dominant.
Are all studs doms?
No, sometimes they're bending that shit.
That's where this gets hard. Can we acknowledge there's a fucking gray area?
So this is the thing. You got to take away the heteronormal thing. So when people think about gay people, it's always thinking about men and a woman. What would a man and a woman do? But sometimes it's really just a woman and a woman.
Right.
So if I want to dick you down, or if you want to dick me down, whether I got on nigga clothes or girl clothes, that's a thing.
Okay, sorry.
So it's just like gender roles is something that we constantly try to teach up here.
Right.
And I know that it's like a thing for society because that's how we grew up. That's how we were raised. A woman.
You know what my thing with the gender roles is? I don't mind the adjustments or whatever. I just want, in the confusion of the adjustment, there not to be offense. I want there to be grace. And I'm not saying y'all, because y'all already said we're not politically correct.
We are so grace.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah. There's are people like where they know you mean well and you don't know what the fuck to say. And it's like they're waiting to just like, you said something that pissed me off. It's like they're waiting for that moment. So that's my only thing.
Now, we talk about that too, even with like within the trans community. Like we're learning about that and even pronouns. We're like, just because we're gay don't mean we know every pronoun or know how to address you. So yes, give us grace. And what a lot of people have said to us is like, you could tell when somebody's trying to be disrespectful or when somebody really don't know.
It's the
you know what I mean? But I do hate when sometimes the community just be like, ah, you said something, you're canceled. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Now if they trying to be disrespectful, then
if they
don't know,
I
don't, you know what I mean? I ain't stressing it.
Can y'all explain some of that to us though? Like, do y'all know? Like, what do all the, like, when someone says they're, like, a they, them, or if someone's non-binary, or if someone's queer, what do all these things mean, though? All
right, so we've been learning. So, one thing I learned.
These are some gay rookies, right?
Yeah.
These are fucking good.
They're not even good at being gay.
We've been learning as we had the show.
I think one thing we learned, like, by people that go by they, them, right? We're like, yo, we don't know how to address you. What they brought out, I was like, yo, just say my name. Right, so like instead of be like, they about to pull up or whatever, just say their name or to them. That's
they're
the
gender
easiest.
Fluid.
Gender fluid is like they don't say that they're feminine or a girl or a boy, right? So we interviewed somebody that actually cut off their titties, but I thought that meant that you were trans. They stressed out. We stressing them already.
They like, slow it down, Professor X.
But,
she showed it to us, right?
Yeah. But the thing is,
that shit look like tears of the sun on the camera.
Oh, my God.
But the crazy thing is,
that's what it looked like.
But the crazy thing is, they didn't even have nipples no more. Because they didn't identify as male or female. Side. We early in the episode, my boy.
I'm sorry.
We stressing them out.
Please don't cut y'all titties off, though.
No.
She cut her titties off.
I got a breast reduction. They was too big.
Oh, okay.
But they still here. My wife don't play that.
And she had big titties?
Yep. No homo.
That's not homo.
Yo, are you crazy?
And she had big titties, though.
Not you feel like you missed out.
I used to like the dap hug with a
little breast, the little breast.
The big titties with the
stud ball
holding down. Did you feel them?
Why you look like you?
I'm mind blown right now.
Like before I met you?
Don't say out loud.
Nah, I just got breast reduction.
Like recently? Recently?
Yeah. Why you looking, my boy?
Like, I mean, you got all the fucking shit. Why you looking, my boy?
Hey, he feel betrayed.
Hold on, like, I have a question, though.
I'm sorry,
yo. Can I ask you something, though?
Yeah.
How big was that?
It was probably like double D's.
Oh,
actually, you had the double discs?
Damn, so you look different now.
You had the double discs?
I need to see a picture, bro. Not of the titties, but just of you with them.
Y'all being real gay right now.
No, we're not.
Just hey, you had the double D joints? Real talk?
Yeah.
I got one more question about the gate. Stud. Take it down, stud. Is there a limit when a girl look too much like a man that it feels kind of gay taking her down? Or if she has a coochie, she's a...
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's no off limits.
Yeah, I know you would
sign with Cash Money. If she's a Manny Fresh stud, can you take her down?
That's
amazing.
Cool.
She not, though.
She's a Manny friend.
Nah, niggas would knock her down.
In our
okay. Yeah, twice.
I think a line past her would be a
see that little gesture?
Yeah, yeah.
She got a little bit of the...
She's right at the, like...
She got a little bit of the right thing in her
still. This the last joint. Like
no any, further than this.
Anything past, like an inch past that, it probably would be a little too far.
Yeah.
She right at the end though.
But why?
We're taking you down. Huh?
It's a coochie though.
No, like perfect example.
No, it ain't the coochie. Like we ain't Kodak Black.
Like bro, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We not trying Young M.A.
I was about to say, we're not hitting down Young M.A.
And I fuck with Young M.A. heavy, by the way.
So
I'm not hitting Young M.A. Yeah, no.
Y'all go bar for bar type shit. Y'all battle.
Nah, I'll do a song with her, though.
I do a record with her. I kick it, but I'm not smart.
The hell no.
Okay.
Because she really come off dude-ish, though.
Yeah. Well, Dej Loaf is pretty.
I will make love. Yeah. Dej Loaf. Sweet facts. Love.
Try me. I'll put it inside your body.
We hitting Dej Loaf.
Yeah. Twice.
Go ahead.
Sure.
That was what I was going to ask.
Was that a no homo moment?
Like, yeah, because some people say if you a fuck a stud, that's gay.
I do think it's the level.
Nah, it's not gay.
It's
can I say something
it's
gay, bro?
It's not gay.
I think only gay shit is gay.
Okay. What's gay shit?
No, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, so yeah, I've said that there's a girl back in my hometown got the boozy cut.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about where the big boxes, like nothing about her give girl.
Okay.
And she got pregnant. She got pregnant.
Yeah, somebody took her down.
Yeah, he was wild.
And I'm not gonna lie, I look at that dude like, bruh, if you was that horny, you might take a butthole.
Yeah, you might hit a man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how could that be your type? It's not even a gay thing.
It's not like that's your prep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not, I'm not even thinking gay with like anybody that's that masculine looking as a female. I'm just thinking like, not my style.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a gay thing. I'm not looking at it like, oh, my boy's gonna think I'm a homo. Nah, it's like,
noticing you.
Yeah, yeah, you're not my style. I can't even rate you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not even gonna, got too many options to be taking that down.
Yeah, maybe you know people just don't got too many options like you.
Yeah, I gotta have to be like half sleep and she like trying to suck me off and I'm be like, stop.
And then you feel the pussy ball fade.
Oh, would you get head from like a wild stuff?
I couldn't seek it out.
But
I'd have
I'm saying
be,
it, but if it's coming
I'd have
at
to
you.
Be thrown. I'd have to be.
I might do it.
Fuck it, hey.
Because we do that with ugly bitches.
It's different, though.
It's not.
No, it is.
It's not.
Because there's ugly women that are ultra feminine, or they're ugly, but they have a wagon, and they're very shapely.
Hey, some studs got wagons.
They do, but in coochie
and
jeans.
And coochie
damn,
jeans
damn, I pointed at you with the big titties. She rebelled against
all the bad ass.
Now.
She's the big titty.
Yeah,
that's had double D. Go,
that's crazy.
I like how you did that. That's
yeah,
insane.
She's looking at me a little weird.
Tell
me. It's not.
He finna be texting you later tonight. What you doing tonight?
Hold on, I gotta do some shit to her later.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Hey, we got like a pic.
Nah.
Put two melons on them.
Put big titties
two
on.
Two melons is crazy.
That's crazy. But hey, no funny bit. Did you feel like you happy about that decision you made though?
Yeah, but it wasn't like because I wanted to feel like a stud. It was like I had big ass titties.
Yeah, that problem and shit.
Yes, my back hurt, and it was like I looked bigger just because my titties was bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like I wanted clothes to fit nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I still am very much a girl. Like I ain't one of those Manny Fresh girls.
Right. Big titties fuck up the drip though, huh?
Yeah.
You be real fly too though.
Thank you. She
don't play about her fashion.
Yeah, but also,
yeah.
I fucking hate a breast reduction. If I'm being honest, I know a little, not like you personally, but I'm just saying like. On like someone I'm trying to holler at, or like my ex got a breast reduction after me, and that shit pissed.
Why?
Me off. I don't know. I love little titties too, but I also love a good pinup looking girl, old voluptuous breast.
He's white.
I know. I mean, I love ass.
White.
I'm taking booty every day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I do feel like white dudes like titties.
I like
more
both.
Than ass.
I just
boobs.
Like, I'm taking
a nice rack.
I'm taking the booty, but I love both though.
Word.
All right, I won't make too many jokes about...
No, go crazy. You got it.
All right, so this is a thing that we see in the comments a lot, and I just want to ask y'all as cisgender men,
cis. Don't that ever.
Do y'all know what cisgender means?
No, I don't like that at all.
Cisgender means the sex that you were assigned at birth. You still go by that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so just say man, right? What?
Yeah.
Sorry. Right, whatever.
Gotcha. It's fine.
So
cis.
You fucked their head.
Do y'all think that studs want to be men? We see this a lot in our comments. People say we want to be men.
Yes.
Okay, explain to me why you think I want to be a man if I'm a stud.
I mean, walk like a talk. Walk like a duck. Talk like a duck.
Just
quack like a duck.
Just like if I saw a man doing everything a woman does, bro, you want to be a female. So I do think that. I do think studs, even some that are born and act like that from jump.
Yeah.
Or very super tomboyish. When you start doing everything nigga-wise, walk, voice, I think when you start doing more shit that niggas do, I mean, to me, I think.
And let's be honest.
What you think?
All right,
it's up to y'all. So y'all don't see it as like dominant and feminine. Y'all see it as male and female. What if it's just a person is more dominant? Because there are some straight women that they got dominant shit about them.
This is a really good question. Men. I'm about to say, hold on.
They got some feminine shit about them.
So do y'all wish y'all were a man?
No, nigga.
Of course they're not gonna say that.
I'm just asking.
No,
like, I wish I was Mexican sometimes. Sometimes. So, that's okay.
All right, so you haven't been around me like that, but when you like my vibe is giving that I wanna be a man. I'm about to punch this man up. No, because
I think you wouldn't mind.
No, see, the crazy thing is, like, and that's why I said, I know you haven't been around me, but, like, literally, I'll be like, if you making me a drink, bitch, I don't take shots, I'm a lady type thing. Like, I literally say I'm a lady. Yeah. I do feel like there's two different types, you know? I do feel like there are some people that definitely want to be a man. Like, they don't want their girl to say, this is my girlfriend. Sometimes they be like, they want you to say, this is my man.
They be like, suck my dick.
For real. But then there is another, like, we are more dominant, but, like, us personally are more dominant, but don't want to be a man. Like, I want my coochie. I don't want you to suck.
Oh, word.
Absolutely. So that's why I'm asking you, why do y'all associate that with gender?
But no, I have to say, I think you made a good point, though.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think you made a good point.
What do you mean?
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
To men, we don't
get the fuck out of here.
We don't get
what
into
what do you
the,
mean?
Hold on, go ahead. Yeah,
I fucked him up. Fuck the me, right?
Y'all really want that? Y'all want that shit to be a penis, though?
No.
Let's keep it a buck.
For
let's keep
what?
It a buck.
No.
For what?
Let's keep it a buck.
For what not?
For what?
The only thing I don't like about being a woman is getting my period and cramps.
I agree on that.
And that's why you don't like it.
Y'all gonna have a child?
No.
Out of yourselves?
What?
Keep it a buck.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah.
Would
you make someone artificially inseminate you, or would you let them crank?
It's like, nah.
I wouldn't let nobody crank that soldier boy.
You would let a man crank you?
No.
Man. That's fucking gay.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Right? Hold on. Y'all ever hit a man before?
I know you.
You're not a gold star. You're not a gold star.
I didn't know she
had. I'm a gold star. You know why?
No, that's cap.
I had plenty of niggas.
Oh, well, you know.
You smashed a nigga before?
Like, have I fucked him or he fucked me?
Have you had sex with a man? Whoa. Oh.
No, it get weird out here.
Don't say whoa like that. It get weird out here.
Have you had sex with a man?
One time.
Okay.
But let me explain something. We learned from here the other day.
Okay. One person or one time?
One person and one time.
Okay.
16 years old. Never.
All right. Damn.
Got you.
The bad.
But up here we learned, all right, so this is getting so deep. So like,
it's supposed to.
If somebody, for instance, all right, I'm not going to say that, but the person we have here was a sex therapist, right? Mm-hmm. And she basically told us that whatever you feel like is losing your virginity is up to you. So when you say, are you a gold star?
Fire her.
So what she was saying is, and I don't want to say it because it's deep, but if somebody got sexually assaulted and that was their first time.
Oh, that's different. Is that
me losing my virginity?
That's different. I mean, you
laid on your back and put some legs
in there. She can disregard
that.
She can disregard that.
When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm hoping I wasn't joking.
Fucked
up. She didn't get assaulted. I already could tell.
That's what I was saying. Like,
you didn't get assaulted.
But she said, no, I did.
You gave that thing up.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
you're not a ghost. Oh, damn. Now I feel better. Go ahead.
But she's saying that she could take it away?
Excuse me?
She's saying you could say that didn't happen?
Basically.
This lady is stupid.
Yeah, facts. Jackass. I thought you was about to go the other way for a second.
I wasn't. She's a fucking jackass.
She's basically saying, like, if you was a stud and you got raped, like, you can't, like, you can own your virginity and
not even just rape though. Like, if
that's fine with the rape though. No,
not even just that. But if you try with a man just because that was what was taught to you, your mama pressured you to try a man. Da da da. If you didn't want to consider that your virginity,
nah,
you don't have to consider that your virginity.
No, I think that's what she said.
That lady said that.
No, I think she was saying that.
Also, like, if you never had real dick and you lose your virginity to a strap, are you still a virgin? Some people say yes until you have sex with a heterosexual man.
Yeah, you're a virgin.
For it's like her, like she never had sex with a man.
No.
So if one day she took a strap,
just wait. Go ahead.
That would be her losing her virginity. But some people will say no because it's not a man. Okay. It's too many rules to it.
Wait, would you?
Would I what?
Don't get fucking. I'm saying.
Would I do? Would I take strap?
Nah, she married though. She's not dealing with.
What if her wife gave her strap?
No, ignore that.
Oh, be with a man?
If you would never, you never got married before.
Fuck no.
I never wanted to be with a man. That's why I was never with a man.
You a golden star?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. You like a silver star.
Hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all, listen, we always talking about Starship, and we gonna keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to their website because you're gonna get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay,
you know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night. Ow.
Yo, do y'all mind if when you out with your girl?
Those are not real Skittles in there. I don't know what
can we do another riddle?
But no, girl. I'm saying y'all walking with y'all shorty, and then me always like, damn. Like you could tell, like we peeping your.
All right. My question is, before we answer that, would y'all do that if the girl was walking with a dude?
Fuck no. That's why she's with you.
But that's disrespectful.
See, I don't like that.
Is it?
That's
why you don't like that?
I don't like that.
But hold up. My question is, why is you being. Can weird.
Okay. See. Uh-oh. See. That's that crazy special.
I love that. Why you being disrespectful?
I'm gonna keep it a buck. So we're men, right? And as men, sometimes we make decisions based off of low percentage, even, right? So it's like, if I see a chick and a dude in my head, if she bad now, naturally, I'm not a hater, but we hate. We like either he paying for that or that's her brother. Like, depending on my boy swag, you know what I mean? We might be like, well, man, that's a big brother, man. That's a little brother. So he might still scope. But this is still a higher percentage that might be her man. Now, if she with you.
A stud that you already we said might, we that might you be like, just trying to be a dude.
Our ignorant percentages is going to be like, man, they just homies. We're going to take that.
So you don't think I could pull that?
Nah.
That's crazy.
In my head, hoping
y'all
you didn't.
Take same-sex relationships serious?
Same-sex.
A gay relationship.
Yeah, I take it serious.
So why wouldn't you respect a girl with her girl?
No, respect. We don't even look at it as disrespect.
Yeah, okay.
we just
that's the problem.
And then let's keep it a buck. We know it's less of a chance of it turning into something too.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. So you don't believe.
It's like physically. Yeah, then you got percentages like, can I win this fight with this dude? So now it's like,
that's crazy.
I might think, but now with a stud or a chick, it's like, I'm going to win this regardless.
What are you going to really do?
Regardless of how mad X
is. I have a real dick.
If XL got 38 high, I'm like, I could just. It's not personal.
So look, the younger days, I talked about this one time that like a dude kept staring at my girl, right?
Okay.
And I was like,
even recently when you went to the Bahamas and shit.
Yeah, but I ain't address it like that.
Okay.
So like the younger me was like, why you keep staring at my bitch? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because it just was obviously, first of all, if a dude look at a girl, me and my wife would look at a bitch walking
right,
by or whatever.
Right.
But like there's a level of disrespect to a certain extent.
So looks is disrespect to you?
No, I'm saying there's there's a way you can do it that's kind of disrespectful. Now, if a dude just turn around and your girl walk by, that's cool because you got a bad bitch.
Okay, okay.
But, like, if you're being disrespectful, then back in the day,
yeah, like, if he was like, hey, come here, let me holler at you real quick.
Or something.
Yeah, or like, damn. Yeah. Look at him. Pick your tongue up.
So, I shouldn't even ask y'all this.
But ask that
but
shit.
How do you think we should address it? Like, we should just let it go, not say nothing, or should we, like,
You want to be coached through this? I think y'all should just do this.
No, hold on. Ain't nobody say I want
to
be coached.
Just take your girl, put your arm around her, and I think there needs to be like a sign language symbol that this is not my sister. Don't say nothing to us.
Okay.
Don't get tough. Don't get mad. Just do it. Like let's create a nationwide.
Look at him. He trying to back up. Like
girl on girl, this is my girl hand thing. Because I feel like as a woman, even though you're a tougher woman than most women.
Tougher.
Masculine.
Yeah, just still don't even say nothing. Because it's like.
I felt.
Man, telling her not
when
to say
I
nothing,
said that, like after that.
Don't say nothing. That's crazy.
The younger me. When I look back, it felt corny. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, this is my woman. Like, what? But also, there is a level, I think, with studs. Like, men are disrespectful all the time.
Fuck you, yo.
So, excuse me?
We are. Yeah.
All right, so then it's, like, a level of, like, all right, you're not going to keep disrespecting me, but I'm not about to snap when you say one slick thing.
Hold on. What does y'all girls want, though?
What you mean?
Like, I know my woman love the fact that I'm going to handle some shit. Like...
Exactly.
Do your women want you to kind of handle that shit?
That's that balance of like, you're big, like, I'm not going to let you disrespect me.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not about to be like a super defensive stud. Like, why you keep looking at my girl? Like, no. Right. But like, bruh, stop being disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I have said that to men. And I'm not going to lie, like, not to like, let's fight, but like, I'm going to just stand up like, bro, why are you being disrespectful? You know what I'm saying?
No, I like that, though. I feel like if she did that, I would just stand down.
For what did that, were you going to say?
And then, for real, I'll probably, if you kept popping off, I'll probably like battle rap you.
Okay. Take it there.
I got a question. You said you was in the Bahamas, right? Yeah. As a stud, do you find it like confusing, like what to wear in the water?
Damn.
What do you wear in the water? What
is I don't think they don't show themselves on the brand.
Is it like wife beater in trunks always?
No, that's not true. But that's actually her outfit in the water.
So, all right.
But
so
it
just depends on your preference.
Just so asking what they wear in the
thing,
water.
Y'all. There's no rules to it. So, like, if I am a stud, I don't have a rule book to follow.
You're not wearing bikinis,
though. I could if I wanted to.
Not though.
Tell us what
I wouldn't, but I know studs.
I got a pool party tomorrow. Y'all invited. What y'all putting on?
I know studs. I can show you a picture right now.
Y'all wearing?
I can show you a girl right now in the water. She's a stud outside the water. In the water, the bitch has on a two-piece and
a mermaid. She a mermaid.
That's that, though? I'm just curious.
Man, fuck that.
I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie.
I used to do the beater and shit, but that's because my titties are so big. So when I wear just a sports bra or something, that was bad.
Nike
but now
joint.
I'll wear some swim trunks.
He said Nike joint.
We know what y'all wearing, bro. It's a rhetorical question. Y'all are wearing trunks with a fucking wife beater,
bro. Not everybody.
Or a sports bra. Yes, the fuck y'all are, bro.
I don't wear a wife beater.
Dang, I done seen this shit 100 times.
I do wear my sports bra and trunks.
I just said that. I just said sports bra and trunks. Stop playing
with me. It is Nike.
Okay.
Go to hell.
No, I'm just asking.
I already know what y'all. I done been there.
There are some that don't. We're just these types that do.
Okay.
But there are some.
Right, on the average.
All right, I got a question for y'all. Because I see you post this. I see you post this on.
Okay.
He crazy. He going.
Quit fucking with us.
We should have invited like a more like somebody that didn't talk back as much.
Yeah, gays.
No. Say that.
What?
We're here to have an open discussion.
Say that. Nah.
We're in front of this fucking rainbow. Go ahead.
You better accept this collab too.
Right. Like. Yeah, we do all of that.
That's crazy.
So you said this on your page. You was like, real question for like the lesbian couples, like who's paying for these dates.
Oh, there you go.
So as a man, do y'all think y'all need to pay for 100% dates? Or would y'all be happy if your girl picked up the bill every now and then?
Go ahead. You wanna go first?
It's not like a happy. It's like a, you just peep certain shit. So as a man, you don't have no problem walking into it assuming you're paying for every date. But in the event, let's just say you're fucking being oblivious or something, whatever. You're not totally locked into the moment and she whips that debit card out or whatever and does do it. you do make mental note and go, oh, like something about it, you fuck with that.
I'm about to eat her ass now.
Yeah, because you like, she got so hung up on the gender rules to your point.
Just off of that.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you peeped that.
Yeah, he right. That was my answer. These females are dumb. Like, I get it. They in the motion of milking so many corny ass niggas that they don't never want to, up their level. Like, like we all get it. We all done milked. We done had sugar mamas or big girls take care of us and throw us some love before. Okay. But sometimes it's like, I want to make this bad motherfucker act like this big girl. Mm-hmm. If you want to up your shit for real, this shit to do, lady. So, yeah, you can go ahead and milk certain niggas. And some niggas is going to be cool to date or two. But you want to get a dope nigga to really, really embrace you? Whip your card out one time. Some 90% of the time, the nigga might even be like, man, put that shit away.
Yeah, facts.
Don't play with me. Put that shit away. But just that mental note, now you really got me. Now I'm about to do something nice for you.
Yeah.
Like, for real nice. Like, without you even having to say nothing. Yeah. Women don't understand that.
That be the shit we really talk about. It don't be the,
the
mouth was crazy or the put. It be like, because we hear that all the fucking time. Yeah. So it be like the, bro, we went to such and such today, and before I could even... She paid for the shit. I didn't want to take a piss and came back.
I went to the bathroom, came back, and the waitress said, the bill's already paid. I'm like, you want to date another 90 days?
Level
okay. up. Oh, yes. Because girls will milk that shit, but not knowing, like, yo, the longevity in this is kind of, you know, but I feel like that's with us, too. But this is another question, right? Because there's, like, a misconception, I think it's a misconception, that, like, men is always making a lot of money. And I know y'all doing good and shit, right?
But, I'm not doing good. All right.
Like the average man, like sometimes women are making just as much as the man, right? And in my head, I'm like, bro, it's a lot of pressure on guys. I ain't gonna lie. Especially like some bitches talking about like paying my rent and stuff. Like, how is dude supposed to handle that shit?
Talk your shit. Say what you want to say.
Nah, for real. Like, how y'all, like, what do you think about that for real? Like, even with bills and shit, like, if you got the money, I always think, even we said it, like, yo, if I got the money, if I'm eating, I'm going to pay all the bills. But
you asking me or you asking, this is about to be two different answers.
Ask me first.
This is about to be two different answers.
So how you feel about it?
No. You know, I fuck with it. But to your point, and I think you'll probably agree, though, I do feel like if you're not there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not where you're supposed to be or want to be or desire to be financially.
Man or woman?
As a man.
Okay.
Then, like, you got to sub yourself out the game.
And not even date.
And
stop fucking dating.
Yeah. It is.
If you're if you can't provide,
listen,
bro.
It's levels. It's one thing if you're like 21, you're fresh out of college, or even if you didn't go to college. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's how fine. You do me. It's the white people that do that to us.
No, but no.
That's crazy.
Or even if you didn't go, but you know what I'm saying? When you're both at that younger stage in life where motherfuckers work super normal jobs and maybe you work at fucking the mall and she works at Bojangles or whatever. Trader Joe's. You know what I'm saying? Who's getting paid good? Watch your fucking mouth. But and it's like...
You're like, damn, I'm like, off for this.
Right. Shit is comparable, though, at that point. It's like, we're both at such an early stage of life. We're thugging it together and it makes sense. But you get to that level... Late 20s, early 30s.
25 and up, my nigga.
Right.
Okay.
If you ain't got your shit together, bro,
you
should not be dating.
Put yourself on the bench.
You should not be fucking dating, bro. It's not going to work.
Don't mean you can't get the occasional spontaneous pussy or something that just fell in your lap. But yeah, you shouldn't be trying to date and really, because you can't. You literally can't.
Mm-hmm. So do you think a man should be paying all the bills and shit?
Or are y'all going 50-50?
Nah, I ain't doing 50-50 with no female.
Why?
Why not?
Cause it's like once you able to provide and protect fully like that, it's light. It's like,
see, cause you got money.
No, it's
if you was a regular dude. Should you still be paying on? All right, this is
yes.
All right, this is what I'm gonna say.
2009 sign.
All right, so look, this is what I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna tell.
All right, this is the one question. All right. Let's say y'all split bills. Y'all got a nicer house, nicer cars, more freedom. Or you're paying all the bills and you got an apartment. Y'all got people upstairs, downstairs. You hear the noise, but that's what you can afford, and you're gonna do 100% of the bills. You know what I'm saying? Or you say you're not dating till you got money. Because a lot of people are just...
I'm not saying money. I'm just saying Let's not put a money mark on it.
Why?
Why? I'm gonna put it at this mark. First of all, once you start doing family shit, you need to be living below your means. True. Once you get all the young shit out, you do all the little. Somebody might like cars. Somebody might like fashion. Somebody might like jewelry. Once you get that, everybody should get to a mark where they have enough to buy something that they think they really want, and they realize I really didn't need this shit for real. Mm-hmm. Go and get that out the system. Facts. Once you do that, as a grown fucking man, I'm not talking about no certain amount of money.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it this way. If you're a man over the age of 25 and all of your bills are not on auto pay, you should not be in a relationship. Let me just put it that fucking way.
I like that.
Nigga.
I like that.
If all your fucking bills ain't getting paid and you ain't got to double look at your account and all that, if your bills are on auto pay and you know it's coming out, you know it's there, ain't nothing going to like do a backdraft or back withdrawal, whatever the fuck mm-hmm. you call it, then you should be open to be dating. If you can't do that, sit your dumb ass down, get back on the market, my nigga. Get back to learning how to
provide. Let me ask you a question. What about like the young side that maybe had a joint that was like spoiling them? What is that? What do you do? How do you handle that then? That's just okay?
What you mean?
Like I'm saying, you know how like you'll talk about like a joint maybe like tricking on you or mm-hmm. something. So what if your paper not crazy straight, you're not there yet, but you happen to land a joint that like initiates the fact that she don't mind tricking on you with the bread.
Is this my girlfriend?
That's right.
Hold on, now we're talking. Right. Is this my girlfriend?
Who knows? Maybe you might want it to be because she's tricking on you.
No. Back
I'm asking though.
I'm about to tell you. Yeah, back to the opposite end of this, right? If you don't got your bills on auto paying you, is every man that's not in a relationship and he coming up needs 5 girls on his roster.
5?
Yeah, and one of them girls need to be nothing past on a rating a scale of 1 to 10. She need to be under a 5. And the other another one need to be a big joint.
Whoa.
Get you 1 or 2 eye candy joints. One that's real nasty. And then keep you a regular, like not too nice looking joint that's got a good job. First of all, all the ugly bitches and the big girls got good jobs. So they got cribs, they got a decent car that you could probably drive around, bring the car right back now. On E, you know what I mean, till you get on your feet. Every nigga should have 5 shorties on his roster.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? When you coming up.
I know y'all can relate to this shit, though.
As a single person?
Yeah. Because we both have relationships.
At least 5 joints on the roster.
As a single person, you're saying?
Yes, as a single person.
I never had nobody take care of me, unfortunately. But,
I'm saying you could probably relate to the idea of like that super bad bitch that don't got no motion or ain't as given. But maybe
thought to have a bigger girl on my roster for the sake of the roster.
You taking that down? You eating that and everything?
Stuttering Stanley. I'm hitting the what? I done hit a lot of big girls.
You done did stuff.
Women, I will take you the fuck down. Let's keep it a bus.
Are y'all single or y'all taking right now?
I'm single right now.
I'm single.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to find love. Yeah.
Alright, maybe they'll DM you.
You gotta have 5 on your roster.
And what if a stud DM me after this?
You might get lucky.
Would you
stunting like my daddy?
Okay.
No, bro, I gotta add them to the close friends. Let's just do it, bro, and show
what?
Yeah, add us.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I will say, at this point in my life, I'm gonna keep it 100% transparent that me and my wife is splitting bills. She make good money. I'm a female.
Of course, y'all are.
But I have said, like, if I got to the place where like it's nothing, mm-hmm. I would definitely love to provide. But when it comes to dates and shit, we're handling just like how y'all handle it.
Yeah.
How?
Like we're covering it. And
Who's we?
I want to say I am. But if my wife plans a date, she'll cover it. She'll pay for it. She planned it. She'll surprise me. We're going on a date.
For
real? Yeah.
I think it's different with men and women because men are like, y'all gotta be the provider.
No, but women, but femmes.
She's providing though.
No, but femmes still be expected. And I'm not talking about
that's
our
not
girls.
True though, because I've dated plenty of females that did not expect nothing from
you always said that you always pay for all of my girls,
but like, even my
that's the difference between the what has to be done and she's a trick.
Yeah. And then imagine you're not reading the signs.
I think it takes away from like y'all being men. Like, yo, you're not about to pay my bill for me. I'm a man. I got this. Put your card away. Because you even said it like, girl, put your fucking card up. If yeah, a bitch put her card
man.
Out.
Put that up, man. Take care of bad ass
kids. I'd be like, yo, go ahead. You feel me? So I do think, and it depends on the person too. If that's how you move, that's how you move. That's how I move. Da-da-da. You da-da-da. I think everybody is different. Because even with the, like, the 50-50 conversation, some men say yes, 50-50. Some men say no. So it really just depends on the person.
But nah. I don't think, but look, it's crazy stupid. If you got money and you still splitting bills with your girl.
Yeah.
I think about a prenup, right? So if I got money and I say I want to sign a prenup or I don't, does that make me wrong in any situation?
No, that just means when y'all break up, she's not taking your money.
But I'm saying if you do that, right? But you got all the money in the world, so.
Yeah, bitch, if we broken up. Bitch, bye. You not getting none of my shit.
I think it's different on everybody.
Even if you got money, if you rich, and you break up with your girl, you like...
Y'all did that? Y'all did a prenup?
No, I didn't.
Hold on. Who proposed?
I did.
Okay, of course.
Of course you did.
That's racist.
No, it's not.
Not racist.
That's...
Hold on, but let me ask you something, Sire. So let's say you with a chick, right? You doing your whole, I'm sorry, the kid. I'm paying for everything. Again. Right?
Yeah, you fucked up. Okay, now. Right. This girl...
But... Let's say, and your shorty make like 200 bands a year, right? What you want her doing with her bread all the time? Just fucking off and whatever she wants?
Sound like Miss Jones.
I'm just asking. What?
Oh, that's amazing.
What? But I'm saying, what? Like, do you just, she could just fuck off, do whatever she wants all the time?
Nah.
Do you still notice little like gestures? Like, what are you expecting, even though you do got everything controlled? And she got, like you said, these women that got good ass jobs and shit.
Yeah, she racking up on your
ass. What the fuck is she doing though?
Nah, I think. The way that a woman nourishes is priceless, dog. It bro, she's gonna bring you, I ain't gonna lie, bro, a real good woman, my nigga, she gonna bring you so much mental comfort and like stability at the house and that cleaning and like the consistency of the clean. Not just saying, I want a cleaning lady.
She's busy as you, she might not got time to clean.
Nah, she gonna have time.
If you paying for everything, she better find
Yeah, she gonna have time. I'm just saying, a woman that nourishes well, With you and them kids and your mental, bro, I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking at it like I'm really winning.
Yeah.
And like a good woman in a relationship, bro, the 50-50, they don't realize a real good woman is doing way more. Especially if she having your children. Like they really taking the bigger percentage of the relationship, if you wanna put it that way. When y'all say 50-50, y'all talking about the bills.
Yeah. Right.
But when I talk about percentage, like when I look at my parents been together over 40 years, I know my dad do a lot, but that shit my mom do. It's insane.
It's priceless.
Like, bro, you can't pay for her consistency and the way that she love and the way she take care and organize everything in the house to where my dad just got to be a solid nigga.
Now, like, I got a question. Like,
you know what I mean?
What if you're taking care of all the bills and she ain't doing shit? She ain't
cooking. She would never be with me.
She ain't cleaning.
She would never be with me. Yeah,
that's what I said. I learned
that. She would never be with me.
Bad bitches ain't shit sometimes.
Bro, I just told niggas, leave them bad bitches alone.
For real.
Leave them bad bitches alone, bro. They ain't worth a shit, bro. Anything above a 7 is not valid, my nigga.
Well,
fuck them and go.
The thing is, sometimes people think just because you bad, I know you cross them a lot, like, they be fine as fuck, but don't got shit. That is not attractive. No. You know what I mean?
Don't even let me get deeper, X. Some of these bitches ain't even that bad.
Okay, period.
I done woke up with some of y'all. Y'all fucking makeup done smeared on my cover. I'm like,
makeup.
I'm like, damn.
That makeup? What is you?
Did you ever, because I think you talk about this one time.
Is you?
I think you talk about like
you a girl. Pale now, no shade.
No.
It's never, no shade, Liz.
Shade. Never shade.
That's petty.
You pale now. Your bitch was tan last night.
Did y'all ever wake up and a bitch look totally different?
Yep.
Just took that makeup off.
I'm homies. Yep. I'm homies with one of them now.
Yep.
No, I'm homies with one of them now.
Oh, I'm not my fault.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know exactly what we talking about.
I had a lot of those nights. Yeah, I had a lot of those nights.
Is that pisses y'all off too?
I wouldn't say it pissed me off, but it's just not.
I never really fucked with nobody that I know.
I like a natural.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd rather you be able to look good without no lashes, no makeup, because that's the only time I feel like you look pretty. That you ain't.
Yeah, I gotta see him regular at least, ASAP, for me to take you serious.
Yeah.
All right, I got a question about some download shit. Okay, so say for instance, all right,
why you look at him like that?
First of all, do y'all believe that a lot of men and do y'all? First of all, do y'all know that a lot of men out here on the download?
Yes.
Yes,
because
women tell us.
Okay.
We hear too many stories of this shit.
Too many stories.
A lot. Like every straight woman that we encounter has a story of this.
Yeah. A lot of women are starting to say that if you want a good man, they got to be bisexual.
That's never been said. But
no, Chameleon said that.
Who? I ain't a good man.
Chameleonaire?
No, chameleon. Not chameleonaire. Chameleon.
Who the fuck is that?
Chameleon. Twerk for me.
Yeah, she's an artist.
She on that show, rap shit.
Anyways.
But she said that if you want to find a good man, you got to accept that he's bisexual. That's all.
That's crazy.
We ain't even going to go there.
That's crazy.
But my question is to y'all, if y'all had a friend, right? Y'all never knew he was gay and he's on the down low and then he came out to y'all. How would y'all react to that? Would you feel blindsided? Would you feel like, nigga, would you
hit him? I feel like he's gay.
How would you feel? Would you cut him off as a friend, like, on some real shit? Like, if you, not saying you gay, but if you found out Owen was gay.
Can he be the example?
Or if you found out Sai was gay. This is an example.
If I find out Owen was gay.
How would y'all act? Like, yo, what the fuck? You my dog. Like, you gay?
I would prefer for it to be my one white friend, too. That'd help. Yeah. Like, if any of my friends were gay, I would like it to be O.
Yeah.
Because he already got a lot of gay humor, dry humor and shit. So it's like,
I do.
Yeah.
Do you have white friends?
Yeah.
He got dry humor. So I
have white male friends.
They don't do a lot of gay jokes.
Yeah.
Well, white guys
actually do.
Yeah. That's our thing. That's our thing.
It is.
I don't even know, man. I wouldn't trip, but I just feel, I don't know. I feel like I'll probably be down for the day.
Down for the day.
I'll probably think. Not down for the day.
Down for the day is crazy.
I'll be like thinking of all the like shit he done said or did around me. I'm like trying to put shit together. Then I'll probably just be like, bro, let's what?
Then you gotta pick your face.
Finish your sentence.
Son. Damn, I don't know. This is tough.
So y'all can't be friends with a gay boy?
Yeah.
Okay. No. But watch this though.
It's not even that. It's just like me not knowing all the time, all that time.
Let me tell you why it is that. Yeah. It's that because we ain't.
What?
Yeah.
They killed that. Off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bro.
You do though. Like I'm saying, it's that because.
Yeah. Good answer.
It's that because we ain't. But neither one of us have a gay homeboy.
How do y'all know?
That we know of.
But that's what I'm saying.
I need to experience it first, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Can y'all give me some time?
Your favorite fucking friend is gay.
Can we get some time on this answer?
Hold on!
I need this shit to happen, though.
We don't get no time.
I really don't know what I'm gonna do.
Everybody relax.
That's fair. I don't know what I'm
gonna do. I'll
take that answer.
I think, all right, this is what a lot of people think, like, even with girls. Like, just because I'm gay don't mean just because you're a girl, I like you.
That part.
So, like, if your homeboy came out gay, don't never mean he liked you.
Yeah. I'm not thinking like that. Yeah.
So, I do think, like, as far as, like, I think us.
What happened?
But we, I think, like, y'all don't see y'all from the outside, like, gays and lesbians.
Okay.
And, like, a lot of the sexual side, it's like, it's so loud with y'all.
But why?
I mean, look, it's all. This isn't just y'all.
It's a rainbow.
Ain't nothing sexual about it.
No, I know. But I'm saying, sexuality.
If I look at you, I think you're a straight man.
No, but right. And if I look at you, I think you're a lesbian.
That's what I'm saying. So you're
snowboarding kids logo in the background for Mario Go Kart on the last fucking race. I don't fucking need that. But I still know. I mean, she's got a.
No, Irish.
Why y'all got us doing this, yo?
I just want to know because.
But no, the point I was trying to make is, as many gay people are in Atlanta, not about the ones to your point. We don't know, right? Neither one of us have a gay homeboy. I don't have a gay friend that's. You know what I'm saying?
But would y'all be all right? I know that's not the question.
Yeah, I'll be okay. We're not gonna jump them.
XL.
Yeah.
All right, but
we're gonna hang out less probably.
So we asking two different things. So
that's
it's like,
fair. That's
so,
fair.
So like, if you're a homeboy gay, are y'all? I know y'all don't got gay homeboy, but they like, would y'all be kind of worried? I know y'all. I'm sure y'all.
I know
do.
One of y'all friends gay as fuck. Yo, I think
I heard about the friends. One boy.
I'm playing.
I'm about to unplug this
whole shit. As straight man, if you was kicking it with a homie that like maybe you grew up with him and he gay, would y'all be worried that people think y'all gay?
Nah.
Or with the shits? No.
Hell no.
Okay.
I don't play like that.
Yeah.
My shit different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then you asking a nigga that really don't give a fuck what nobody thinks.
Because I feel like I don't see that many gay boys friends with like.
I don't give a fuck. Men. I don't give a fuck. Like, I always was like that though.
Yeah.
I don't even look at, honestly, not to sound politically correct, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Shout out to my nigga Melvin in high school. I had a real flamboyant gay dude on my school bus. I went to Osborne High School, which is the worst school you can go to on the north side.
Okay.
Melvin rolled my bus, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure did. Publix. Yeah.
That's crazy. Rolled your bus, false.
But my point was, my point was, he wasn't my man's.
Yeah.
But every now and then, yo, what up, Melv? Y'all know I gave him a shirt in his name a little bit. He was super cool.
Hey, son.
Like, he was real flamboyant and shit.
What he said to you?
He said, hey, sound real sensitive and shit, but I just felt like Mel, his sister was cool too. But I always used to just let niggas know, like, yo, don't do too much on Mel. Like, yeah. Like we ain't really play that shit because Mel ain't bothering nobody. But Mel was mad cool though, like, you know what I mean? So it was just like, I never looked at it like, but we didn't really kick it. But if he was in my class, I wouldn't switch desks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that fucking serious. Yeah. Like if it was one seat left on the school bus, like, I'm sitting there. And then if any of you niggas think I'm getting shit sucked off my mouth, I'm going to punch you in your shit.
Yeah, that's
because I don't play like that. My nigga, like, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because who knows if Mel got great top or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Whoa!
He's talented. I'm going to find out.
Come on.
Oh, talk to me, bro.
He ain't unplugged all this shit. He said
I'm about
to unplug all
this shit. Bro, we're in a nest.
This is kind of like months ago. But what did you think about academics arguing with Saucy Santana starting to cry?
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now.
It's not even like a threat thing. Yeah. It's just like, oh no, like we done pulled up to another nigga podcast because I felt like he said something that I ain't like. Real talk.
Podcast gangsta.
Real talk.
Shit.
And it didn't get publicized because I'm a fucking like, YZ list celebrity, but I'm saying instead of me saying it on the internet, I'm like, no, man, book that shit. We going over there.
Yeah.
Now I want to tell him to his face.
Let's
I want to tell you to your face, nigga. Shut up. You wasn't outside. I came over here just to say that to you on your camera. So it's like, I feel like it do need to get in Atlanta. This is one of them joints where it's like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, like, you wasn't outside, my nigga. Shut up. Like, you're not. It's already a nigga named Academics getting away with this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it ain't going, it's not room for too many of y'all anyway. So just watch your mouth and respect the niggas that was outside. You know what I'm saying? That's why certain people like yourself that could call. Cause like, I even told him, I'm like, bro, don't call me about, cause people will hit him up for a podcast. To get me to come through. It's like, bro, if I don't know you, like, Excel knows she can make that call for anything she's doing. And I'm going to be like, because I love her work ethic.
Yeah.
She always active. If I don't see activity and I ain't shook your hand, and I don't give a fuck what wave you got for real. Like, you either pay or I'm not coming.
Oh, damn. He would.
I love a nigga like me. I know what it take to be consistent and keep pushing and be outside.
Yeah.
And we, you know this, on this grind, a lot of motherfuckers fade away.
Yeah.
It look good for a little minute. I'm like, damn, I ain't seen that motherfucker in a minute.
That's right.
I always see this motherfucker.
That's
okay. So whether I feel like me and her are on the same level or I'm bigger or she bigger, I'm on the answer that call because I'm like, nah, I feel like Shorty got some shit going on. I want to be a part of that.
Nah, you're
thank
a
you.
You feel me? So it's just like,
no,
I want that spray, nigga.
All right now.
Why you get that?
All right now. Hey, wrap it up.
Why you get that?
Close that deal. That's 20.
It's gonna be putting that turkey baster.
I got you.
He's about to shake that down.
I want a turkey baster.
No, we're not turkey
baster.
It might not be.
Yeah, we're not turkey. We're not turkey baster.
I'm
tapping that shit. We ain't turkey baster. I'm hitting.
All right, two more questions.
Yeah, I'm hitting.
Wait, can I ask y'all a question real quick? Can we talk about the F word?
Fag.
Damn.
It's a no. It's like a dyke.
Yeah.
Fag, dyke, nigga, cracker.
Can you say
wet?
Can I call him all right. Fag though?
No, but
in my book, I would never call nobody a cracker because I feel like it's a derogatory term.
I would never even go to.
So
can you say what you said in your freestyle?
Say cracker. I would never say wetback. I would never say dyke.
No, I don't like that you're doing.
I would never say fag.
I don't like that you're doing that.
What'd you
say? I don't like you mixing race and sexuality.
It's but they do that. Term. It's not that I'm mixing race.
No, but what we're asking is, we would never call a gay person
ever.
But if he's being lame,
why not? Because it's derogatory.
Right, but no? Is it cool?
Yes.
Is it cool? If I'll be like, bro, you're being a fag.
The way you're saying. paying faggots to attack them.
It's never
a habit. I'm not attacking a gay person with it, though.
No, but you're still using it as a word to attack somebody.
Yes, if you do something like cross your legs.
So you're not like,
why are you being a fag?
This is like invisible rage, though.
Because
you would never even be there when I'm like, yo, quit being
That's a good point. I think words that offend people, like the N-word, or first of all, you can't please everybody.
No,
right?
Fag has felt good calling you that. Good or bad times.
I'm just being honest with y'all.
I will say this though, it's not that serious. When I fuck with some people, energy, and I'm cool with them, and they tell me it bothers them.
Yeah.
Now when I come in,
it's
just like this. I go into my mom's crib. I don't keep it a buck. Niggas can't say stupid. You can't say hate.
Exactly.
Bro, I can't even go, bro, I hate this game. I hate that. My mom will check you.
I can't don't even say hate. Hey.
And guess what? When I go into my mom's house, that word is gone.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't even curse in my parents' house. So I look at it like that. I'm still
say it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When they're not around, but only to us. We're not going to be like, those was tripping today.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
Hell no.
We're not doing that because we don't got no problem.
Very good question.
I'm keeping it a buck with y'all right now.
No, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Great question.
But I respect how y'all feel about something, because guess what? At the end of the day, it is a culture that we're never going to fully understand.
Yeah,
but
if you had a problem with it, I would never be like, oh, that's your fucking problem, and be saying it anyway. Yeah. Like, I would never.
It has been one of our top three favorite words, though. I'm not going to hold you. To each other, though.
To each other.
I ain't going to hold you. Like, fuck
and
that
y'all,
word.
Y'all only say it when you're trying to be petty when you're trying to talk shit.
I ain't going
to
lie. Like,
it's never to make you feel good about yourself. This is why...
We've never said it angry though. Either.
Ever. And it's like,
always comedy.
This is the crazy thing about words and meanings and shit is like, and I don't know if there's like a word like this for y'all that maybe y'all like or whatever, but like, it's just the sound of the words.
This is crazy.
No, I'm sorry, but like, word, if you think about it, I'm just saying, no, stop. I'm just saying, can we have a logical conversation, bro? Words are just sounds. Me saying the. We know what the is, but the is a sound we identify.
You do shrooms
too. It's not gonna work.
No, I'm not trying to make it work. We're just having a conversation.
No, so like,
it's my top three words.
The same way when someone says like, don't get upset, bitch, real hard. It's got
now
something
listen,
to it.
If you call me a bitch,
right.
I'm going to be offended.
Of course, because you're an offended
person. No,
it's not a bad word. But you have a list of things to be offended about.
See, me, I'm more like, it depends how you say it. If for real, if y'all like, bro, you a fucking fag, I'm never going to be mad. Right?
Right.
Just like, yo, XL, that's my bitch. That's different, right? But if you be like, yo, shut up, bitch. Then I'm mad. If you're saying like, yo, you're
intent,
a fucking
intent is real.
Intent. Yeah.
Intent is real.
I'm trying to speak.
But fag never has a good intent is my main point. You've never heard fag used for a good intent.
True.
Bitch, I have. Nigga, I have. But
I have, though. I feel like my good intent has been, I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not going to say the friend's name because he's an artist and he's got a real good lift off to go. But we got some white friends.
Yeah.
And the day that I saw that y'all were exchanging it the way we do,
yeah.
I was like, he might be home team. Yeah. And I feel like his intent was letting us know that. We don't even care about being... No, it was like an open warmth of like, damn, who are you to call me that?
And just to elaborate.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, real shit. You know how you were saying something about like, we're not woke or whatever. I think with like certain friends in our friend circle that we're real tight with or whatever, it's almost just like a, bro, we not tripping off.
Facts. I feel you.
Yeah,
feel
like
you.
It's like, we're not. But this is a safe space in the sense that the shit that's deemed not safe, we're not letting it be a fucking
thing that we're
finding something like, you know, I'm not targeting you, I'm not fucking dissing you, I'm not.
Would you say fag around us?
No, never
that's
again. Now
so that's the point
it.
We're making.
Y'all ruined it.
That's the point we're making.
On the same page.
Yeah. Y'all ruined it. Y'all ruined it. Yeah, so
I agree with you. I just think there's a lot of words that aren't good words that we all say, and we don't die on like a hill about it.
Yeah. We ain't doing that.
Yeah, a lot of people do say like our community is very sensitive. Yeah, I mean we are though because like we had to fight for so much. And people still don't take... That's why earlier I said, do y'all take women-on-women relationships serious? Because a lot of people don't. Like, When I'm with my girl, even my arm around her, some niggas still be trying to holler like.
Why we gotta take it serious though? I don't take regular niggas' relationships serious.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, I be looking at hold the fuck on, son. I be taking regular relationships not serious.
Okay,
I be like,
that's fair.
I be like, yeah, they ain't gonna lie. They ain't okay, gonna cool. be around in 30
I'm
days.
I'm a white boy. You know how many times if I'm with a black woman out in public?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And no one give a fuck about me.
So you feel like fags.
Yes,
there you go.
That's what I'm saying. No, bro. All right, bro. I'll put this nigga on 1,000 black chicks. But then it'd be sometimes I'll be like, man, I'll be looking at shorty like, you fucking sell out.
Right.
Even with
no way though. I feel no
hating shit, but I'm just like,
damn, you was a baddie.
Nah, like I love when my nigga get mad black chicks. Like I love that shit for real.
It's the beard.
But even sometimes
it's not hating,
but in my head I'm like, hold on, you looked at me and O and chose O, you stupid little bitch. Like, it's crazy. But then I'll be happy for my man.
You know what? Now I'm on your guys' side. I had a change of heart. That offended me. No more F words. I'm switching.
Like, what the fuck?
Let me be your co-host starting next week.
Yeah, I got two more questions before we do a game that Excel has.
All right, I got questions.
And y'all gonna like that game. All right, so have y'all ever been hit on by a gay man? If y'all were ever hit on by a gay man, how would y'all react?
I've been hit on by a gay man too many times.
Transgender count?
Yeah. Well,
like female to male?
Talk to us about
it. Or male to female?
I feel like it was a male that was acting like a female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Acting like a trans.
So he was gay. I'm about to keep it a buck, bro. Niggas don't talk about this shit, oh. All right. Every nigga done went in their group chat with their boy.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
Even though we're having these like hypothetical tough conversations with our people, bro, I have no judgment towards. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I could be cool with gay people, lesbians.
He's a regular white dude. He don't walk around tough. You know what I mean? He don't got a pop in his walk.
Two times.
How y'all doing today?
I can remember, bro. One dude like really. Like was wild, like to where Si was like, bro, you could have sued this motherfucker.
Sue us, girl.
What the fuck?
Dead ass though. No, I had moved into it.
I told y'all he know his business.
No, I'm gonna keep it a bean too. I had moved into a new apartment building, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the person that was working the leasing office was a gay dude.
Oh,
that was getting me situated as far as like this is the unit you're gonna be living in, and is everything in there that they said was going to be in there? And so I'm having to communicate with this person. So now they have my phone number.
Oh yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because I'm communicating. Yeah. Cause I'm communicating with from my cell about like, yo, my sink is supposed to be such and such.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. But I didn't like that prison. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause yo, complaining about your sink is crazy.
Yeah.
But
and so I have been it's like moving day or the first 2 days I'm moving in, right? Yeah. And so I've been communicating.
Like, your ass. Go ahead.
See, no, and this is why it's not a pockets. Safe space, and this is why y'all are F words.
Oh,
but
sorry.
No, so I'm communicating with him to get everything situated, and then out of nowhere he goes like, "What you doing later?"
Ooh.
Or something like that.
What'd you say? No.
No, I was just like... To Si's point, though, and me being, like, cordial.
Right. You weren't thinking nothing of it.
Yeah.
I answered the question.
I responded, but I did. I was super short or whatever. Bro, it didn't... But listen, it didn't...
What did you say?
It didn't matter.
Shit, we suck.
No, that's crazy.
What about you?
No. All right. Fuck story time. Story time.
W-Y-U.
I just want to tell the story.
W-Y-U.
I'm sorry, you're right. Go ahead.
It didn't matter what I would have said.
Right.
The very next text I got was a video.
Whoa, he went to the extreme.
Oh, what?
Bro. I didn't even have.
You ain't look at it, you're lying.
No, I didn't.
You looked at the video.
I promise I'm going to tell y'all everything.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're good. We're having fun. It's fine. Right. Gay is hilarious. Yeah. It's not serious.
Exactly. Right? Rainbows.
Right. There Skittles. You go.
Happy.
Mario Kart. But listen. Bro, I didn't even have to click play because from the thumbnail, it was like a dick in his mouth. Straight up. And the first person I hit was this motherfucker. I called him.
Lawsuit.
Yeah, I called him right away.
I ought to call my lawyer.
100%.
Yeah, I called him right away. And he, yeah, that's what he was like, bruh. I'll call my lawyer right now.
The whole complex.
Yeah. And me being white.
Owing properties.
And not trying to, you know, find any sort of leg up and finesse the system like y'all do.
You
should have carried the fuck out of him.
But yeah, I should have. And looking back, I really wish I did, for real.
Should have, man.
But, and I just kind of sold out on him. Like, bro, I don't fuck with that at all. Like, I'm not with that shit. Don't ever play with me again. Is the route I went. But, so that happened.
It must have been February.
So,
it was a black dude.
Yeah, it was. I think it was like September.
So he got hit on, but I didn't. He got hit.
Yeah, and then one other time, by the way, fuck this apartment building. By the way, same building. I'm at night.
It was in the gay building.
Right. This shit was. I mean, it's Atlanta. Every building is the gay building in Atlanta. Look at this fucking building.
No. Sorry.
But no.
H not gay.
Right. Well, H.
Ooh.
H is another room for a reason. He only fuck with y'all on the production shit. But same building. I come in the building at night one time. I'm going to the elevator. And at the security desk, there was two like super like flamboyantly gay dudes at the desk.
Yeah.
And, bro, what's so crazy is as I'm walking by, these motherfuckers didn't turn, didn't look at me, nothing. Soon as I got to where I don't know if they turned and looked, I know that the elevator doors is open. And as I'm stepping on the elevator, I hear, ooh, white boy.
White boy's crazy.
Y'all get tried, though. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Damn, because y'all know why?
I can
see. Like y'all butt touch.
Well,
white men.
I don't.
Why do girls always smack white men?
That's crazy.
I always see the white man getting their ass.
I never had that. I always have like a little complex, but I don't like my butt touch that.
I'm still stuck on that. You definitely should have sued. Because it's one thing.
Can I still do it? Can I still?
I think you can. What's
statute of limitation on sexual harassment?
Because I'm not going to lie. Like, it's one thing of like texting you and like what you're doing, kind of like
a video?
Slight flirting, but a video is crazy.
Bro.
Sorry, I ain't mad at that. Okay.
How much money could I got, y'all think? Shut the fuck up.
No, the crazy thing is you wouldn't have been suing him. It would have been the whole apartment complex that would have been in
the guy ain't joking, bro.
Went to a therapist.
I should have done it for real.
I'm going to tell you what you would have got. Whatever their insurance company, whatever coverage they have, you would have got the max.
There's coverage on sexual
abuse. Yes, nigga, that's what Diddy did. Diddy paid, he paid the max, the insurance company. Cassie.
That's
not
the
Diddy.
Thing. Everybody was saying that Diddy
on his label or something.
Yeah, like whatever the insurance was for whatever he uses, paid her 30. They settled that 30 million. Was like, I don't even want to. We've seen enough evidence.
Everybody was saying
you out.
Diddy.
That's what you got.
Do that shit again.
You would have got if they would have had full crazy coverage. You would have got
and
the max.
Hey, people, hit us up so we can approve. Like, are you doing too much?
Yeah, you wilding or he wilding?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bro, you would have got the max.
There's really no
wilding. That's how people get that bread.
He really like convinced me though.
How do you think people get paid? You think the day you get out of court and you lose, you were like, yeah, bro, here's that $30 million the judge said I owed you. No, bro, it's that company.
I'm saying, but you didn't really like sell it for me.
Next question.
All right, one more. This is very light. Okay. Very light. Okay. Would y'all ever attend a gay club?
Well, I think we accidentally have.
I mean, look around. We're in a gay club now.
No. Nah, you know what?
First of all, 100%.
No, first of all. Hold on.
I yelled gay 7 times on the episode.
Can I ask a question? I don't want this to come off.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
How are the wings at the spot?
Yeah, can gay people cook?
I heard Bulldog's got a good kitchen.
Oh, you know about the real gays.
I heard about it.
So we
talked about this.
We don't really do events at gay spots per se. We use regular Atlanta clubs. So we'd be a Rebel, Opium.
Oh, for real? Nah, Bulldog hard Rebel, though.
Hell nah. Bulldog's is a gay male.
Bulldog. Oh, it's for males.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then,
and that's a different thing, too. Like, the women and the men, they party separate.
Are there there's lesbian establishments?
Our parties are...
It's not establishments.
Lesbian.
It's not establishments.
Damn, so y'all don't really fuck with men at all.
Nah.
Not even on, like, a friend vibe.
Y'all are friends.
Would y'all invite us to a house function or something?
Yeah,
no,
we'll help y'all.
No, y'all not. No, y'all not.
No, I tell all my straight friends to come to my parties because you might find that one bisexual girl was with her lesbian friend, and now you got
you.
Your chick for the night. I'm
you.
Not bisexual.
Oh, no, well,
you. What happened?
Turkey baster.
She bisexual.
Turkey baster. Yeah, right. Bisexual.
Oh,
I guess the answer is no, bro. We're not going.
All right. So,
not on purpose.
But I would say,
so we invited y'all to our party. Y'all want to
come? We have lesbian events.
For content purposes.
I'm not going to lie, the ratio is like 20 to 50 to 1.
Jesus.
No, we like literally. That though. We'll pull up for y'all though. But then we're gonna hit on one of y'all. Y'all gonna be mad.
They might depend on how aggressive you are.
Are y'all friends with any white women?
Yeah, one or two.
Now, I'm not asking this from a judgment.
Maddie?
Yeah, we are.
We have white friends.
Yeah.
I'd ask because I always make the observation that, like, we don't even meet any.
What? White people?
In Atlanta.
Yeah, like, no, we just don't even run into them.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare. But if y'all came to our party, they probably come to y'all. Honestly, the girls.
Thank you. We know. I know.
All right.
No, but there's definitely like bisexual women.
I already know.
All right. So before we get into this quick game, yeah. I have one question because I know you're a father. You have a little daughter. Mm-hmm. We've seen the internet kind of go up with Boosie and his daughter Ivy. Right? He said, he rocks with his daughter, but he don't let her bring her girl around the house because he don't want that to influence the rest of his kids.
He said contaminate
the rest of his kids. How do y'all feel about that? And what do you think, like, as a parent? It got deep.
I don't have kids. Okay. Once again, I'm raising my son to be a man, so let's keep it a buck.
You don't have a daughter?
Yeah, I got a daughter too, okay. But my son is my oldest.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about your daughter.
Yeah, because he's basically
the girl.
Said,
yeah. Yeah, so he said his daughter is gay, his daughter Ivy, and she's in her 20s, and he's like, I love my daughter, but I don't let her bring her girlfriend around the house because I don't want her to contaminate the rest of my kids.
Can I keep it a buck? And I love Boosie, by the way. Welcome to him before and everything. And got songs with him. I'm going to tell you why I disagree with him. I agree with anybody having their freedom of speech and how they want to parent. Do whatever you do. None of us are perfect parents. I disagree with him because his disliking of it comes from, he's going to use the whole, like, the Christian thing. Like, you know, God said da-da-da-da-da. Bro, half of these niggas that use that don't even follow 90% of the commandments.
Other shit.
Hello?
So why I disagree with it? It's like, I would, not saying to make it right or wrong, but maybe if I saw somebody really going by every commandment on a day-to-day basis and you making it about that. But, bro, if you damn near would knock
two red bones in the back seat.
Yeah, bro, like if you'll do everything else.
You got your son.
Below God's eyes type of thing. I don't agree with him doing it like that and doing that and traumatizing her in that sense. I feel like Boosie is one of them niggas, like, we are one of them niggas that made a lot of mistakes. We done did a lot of the wrong and right things. And I just disagree with how he did that to his child. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that everybody family, my family got problems. Like, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying there's got to be a little less judgment on things like that when you know that you out here wilding. You done did a lot of wrong things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Allegedly.
Yeah. I'm not a parent or nothing, but when you go that route, the Christian thing you're talking about, like, in the Bible, they say that, like, God don't weigh no sin different.
Okay. Right.
So it's like if you're using that biblical logic, it's like God don't look at gay different than like breaking another commandment or something that you, like, to your point, that you would just break all the time and you don't make no excuse for it.
Yeah. And just to throw it out there, right? If I bring a gay boy around y'all or a gay girl, does it make you think about being gay?
No.
Right.
There's no contaminating. So you, like, can't, it's a virus contaminate. Or something that's gonna spread, you know?
Right. And I think he's wise enough to know if he was in a room full of gay boys, he wouldn't consider it.
Yeah, and maybe contaminate. I mean,
that's literally crazy. The word. I mean,
some niggas gotta just, let's keep it 1,000.
Yeah.
Some men just gotta grow out of certain things, right? Mm-hmm. And all things is not hate like people think is hate too. So it's like, we went somewhere the other day by the office. Our office is in Midtown. We walked in there and I was like, it's usually a lot of women in there. The ratio of new women is crazy in there. On this particular day, I'm like, hold on, bro. I just saw like 12 niggas looking real close to each other. I turned again. I seen another 4. Yeah. I said, bro, this ain't our night to be in here. Let's get up out of here. But that's the same way I would be if I walked in and I saw a bunch of too many Asians, or if I was like, this ain't our party.
Right.
Or if I walked in and saw, like, I'm from the hood. I like hood shit. Only when I'm eating this shit now because I'm older. But if I walk in and I see a whole bunch of kids and I see niggas with their gun poking, I'm like, yo, bro, I don't want to be here.
Right.
Like, it ain't like, oh, I hate these motherfuckers. It's just like, I think, I don't know,
maybe Boosie does have a hate or phobia or prejudice to, or maybe there's something that happened to him or something he's traumatized from. I can't really put an eye on it. Or maybe he has that Jamaican thing going on where, like, Jamaicans, like, they hate that shit for real. Yeah. Like, the real ones for real, they despise it real, real bad. They're brung up to hate it.
I do think you could be, like, respectful with something and also still not fuck with something.
I agree
to disagree.
But I think he sounded real. The thing is, I look at him like a hood dude that just is really uneducated about it. But it sounds real crazy when you say you're going to contaminate your
I think contaminate's wrong word, but he also is probably thinking of like the motherfucker by the elevator in my building, though.
Yeah, but I know people that work. I know people that work for him that is gay. So now, like, it's a smack in the face to even your own folks that you really fuck with. Like, literally.
He's taking it too far. Yeah.
He took it too far.
Yeah.
He's taking it too far, bro.
And then her reaction, I don't know if y'all saw it, but like her video.
She was crying and shit.
Was hurt by
that's the one that be rapping?
She's talented.
Yeah, I mean, she like I said, Boosie just needs, I don't know, but do any of us know if Boosie got a big homie? Sometimes you got to rethink things on how you're doing it. And I just think that he need to take a minute back and decide something better because I ain't going to lie. Bro, we all, as parent, I think his honesty and vocalness that he's gotten away with so long because I think Boosie is successful from his transparency.
But he's been running into gay, having confrontations over gay comments he made.
People not
so
maybe he enjoy it. Maybe he know that's how he go viral.
Yeah, he's who he is from Wild.
Because y'all not doing it over his music. Every time Boosie drop a new song, I don't see nothing.
I think that's how he really feels.
Good point.
I think
he's he do feel that way.
You hurt your daughter.
He ain't just saying this to go viral.
Nah, he do feel that way.
The bigger part is that it be niggas that be agreeing with him
and
telling him he's not wrong.
And I want to tell you and like all dads out there, like even if your daughter is a stud, we love our dads. And y'all the only times that like we might want to be like still a daddy's girl or something like that. Like we love our parents and we need that support. And I can imagine how that hurt. Because my dad has said plenty of things that hurt me. And as a grown ass woman, it still affects me. So
for sure. But I feel like I'm glad we're talking about this. I don't really think I've seen this side of it from both sides.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. And to be honest, like my daughter's gonna grow up knowing that how honest I was. Yeah. When she was being born, I never wanted a daughter. I prayed that she wasn't mine. I was like, please, I don't want, because I was afraid to be a father of a daughter. But once she got here, the unconditional love begins, bro. Cut the bullshit out. It's like, Boosie, we get it, bro. You want a straight daughter and you want a straight son. But if you don't get that, you play the cards you dealt. That's what any real man do. And I'm looking down on him in that moment.
Yeah.
As much as I love Boosie and I'm a big fan of Boosie, I look down on him in that moment. I don't respect that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not calling him out his name. I'm just face to face to him. I'll be like, yo, big homie, I don't really respect this decision, dog. I feel you. Like every man want their son to get older and play football or basketball. But if this nigga pick up a computer, bro, that's what it is, nigga. Let's get it. I don't understand it, but let's get to you. Love it? All right, let's do it. But I want you to dunk the ball like LeBron, nigga. And once I realize he can't above me lifting him up and doing it, then that's out the window. That's what real parents do.
Yeah.
So I totally respect what you said. If my daughter get older and be a tomboy, that she girly now, but if she switch it over, my nigga, I'm riding with my daughter to the death, regardless of my opinion, because you can't want what you want for you for somebody else. That's insanity. I just think, Boosie, between me, and I'm man enough to say it, my nigga, I totally disagree. You know what I mean? I think you're insane in this moment, in this thing. This is something you're not educated on. You don't know what you're doing, and you fucking up shit. And I know it's immaturity in his part in this moment because he started responding to her via internet. I ain't even on the internet, baby. I'm coming to get you. Where you at?
Hello?
I'm coming to get you, my nigga. I'm disabling my shit, my nigga.
Wait, let me clear it up. That was his fake page.
I don't care what it was.
He never spoke out publicly.
I thought that was his real page.
Okay. So he got a fake page.
No. Yes. And they tried to charge us for an interview. So our friend manages
him. Shout out to the fake page.
Our friend is gay. Right. Our friend is gay and she manages him. And I asked her, I said, why don't you check him? She said, because I get my money and I move on. I got morals. You feel me? I'm not about to just be.
I don't agree with that either.
And if you got a problem with what I say, then I guess I'm not the person for you. But that's not his page. And I want to clear it up because a lot of blogs been picking it up saying he apologized, but he's never spoken out about the situation.
Damn, I didn't realize
at all. But H, you said something about time.
I hope
we about to wrap it up. I got quick game, but we're going to give quick answers. If we're not going to go into too much detail. Yeah. This game is called, Is This Gay?
Okay.
All right.
Definitely. Good.
All right. Men painting their nails.
Oh, shit. Gay. Gay.
Dang. Man wants to get pegged.
Gay. Gay.
Now, why is that? Let me, I have to ask.
You know
why? Is that
you know
gay?
Why? Gay.
It's a woman.
Woman.
And it's a male, which is considered heterosexual. Why is it?
I said this earlier. When men go out of their way to do multiple things that all the women are doing, bro, let women do what they do. It's so.
That's where your G spot is at.
I don't. Okay. Who said?
Doctors.
I think it's okay. I'm not saying they are gay, but that's gay.
Okay.
You know what I mean, it's more gay than not gay. I like that.
If you and your boy getting ready to go out and he come out the room, he be like, bro, you look good.
I'm not saying that, but I'm gonna be like, nah, that's not gay.
All right,
let's change the words. You tweaking, yo, my nigga, you got that shit on. All right, my nigga, I see you. Yeah. It's like I see you. You know what I'm saying? Not you look good.
I see you.
Yeah,
we would never
say you look good.
I see you, boy. I might pick an item that jacket fire.
I'm not like, yo, good shit, B. That shit hard.
Yeah.
Tap me sort of like this.
No cheek clap. Yeah, that's not
y'all
gay.
Y'all fall asleep in the same bed.
That's not how we talk.
Gay? What?
Y'all fall asleep in the same bed. Is that gay?
I'm going to keep it a buck, my nigga. No, it's not gay. The way I don't know about this, he white, but he probably did this shit too. I don't know. But growing up, two, you know what Ghostface Killer said? There's two by the foot, two by the head.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
His cousin P the
Fucker. They are not talking about that. They are not talking about growing up in the house with your cousins and you ain't got four beds and y'all sleeping in the same bed.
It's the same though, because it's like prime example, bro. First tour, my nigga.
Yeah.
My nigga, everybody get no fucking room, bro. We got a two
and guess what? And guess what?
I might be on the floor. One nigga might be this way. The other nigga, we thugging it, nigga.
You just can't be like laying the same way.
Niggas ain't two heads up this way type shit, or like back to back, like bad boys, like Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett. Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? But that's it. But we done had hotel rooms where it's fucking five of us in there. Let's keep it a buck.
But a lot of times, like, you'd be on the floor, someone to be on the bed, and
we're trying to separate it as much as possible.
If you got a king size bed. That's made for two kings.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'd have been in the bed with my peoples with two bitches too.
All right.
We done that shit.
Now we're gay. Go ahead.
We ain't even getting to no kinky shit. Okay, we're gonna have to say that for a part two. Yeah, part two. I got a whole kinky line for your ass, but we're gonna get into that another time. All right. If you had Benihanas and they squirt that sock,
gay. Yeah. Gay, stop doing that. Stop doing it.
Don't squirt anything in anyone's mouth.
Nobody throwing under my mouth if you're a man, bro. No.
Fuck. Damn, I'll be seeing mad men do it for mad long.
Gay.
If you got something in your eye and your friend asks you to blow it out his eyes, I guess.
What?
Something.
So eyelash, burn it.
Hey, man, cut the
fucking. What the
gay,
fuck?
Gay, man. Right.
You can't help your friend out.
Gay.
All right, this is my last.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
Because you could do the little blow into your own hand. And bounce off the head.
That's gay right there. That's gay.
Nah, and it's myself.
Nah,
yo,
that's gay.
So you ain't never do that shit, bro. Yeah, Hell nah.
Black people don't understand.
I do this one. I do that one.
He did that shit. Gangsta, I do that.
I'm building the roof.
How you do it? Like, how you hit the eye this angle?
Yeah,
all right, this is my last one.
That's gangster.
If you run in a train on a girl and you and your boy's dicks accidentally touch,
that's not happening.
All right.
Jinx.
If it happened though,
if you run in
the balls or something.
Ball slapping is crazy.
That's gay, bro.
All right. Ball slapping.
That's not even happening.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
There was one time.
Oh, in band camp?
Not like that.
In band camp.
Yo, that's hilarious. No. There was one time I was involved in the train, though. And
bruh,
when it was like my turn to like maneuver a certain way,
yeah,
it was so dark in the room. Hey, on my mama, I just froze. Because I was like, I don't want to go over here and touch a dick on accident. Because I can't see a fucking thing. You have black people in the room. And the lights are off.
That's real as fuck. Yeah. That's real.
And I swear on my life, I didn't do shit. I just stood there. Because I was like, I don't know where she is. And then feeling for her, I don't want to touch the one-eyed snake in a cage.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Feeling.
So I just froze and then left. Because of that.
Yeah, we ain't doing that.
So it's never happening.
Ain't no dick touching.
Yeah.
Never.
Get the fuck out of here. What is that, your boss?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I don't really know how the threesome shit go. I mean, the train shit go. But,
She's like, well, on that note, fuck this shit.
I
mean,
because I feel like it's mad dicks in the ring. And y'all, like, are looking at dicks. Like,
We're not.
Y'all lying.
No, the lights ain't even on.
Oh, okay.
He already know. I'm cutting lights off.
Pitch dark, though. So how you know what? Where?
Well, you want to already kind of be lined up.
I'm already cranking.
So y'all doing trains, not really threesomes.
What are we talking about? I don't know. A girl giving you a head
while somebody hitting her from the back?
Yeah. What about it?
That's what it's hit for, though?
That's a train, yeah.
Yeah, so like.
Can I ask y'all something real quick?
Like
My turn. That's what they told us, bro. Y'all did a train together?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, that's different.
That's lit.
You can't even be my bro until we done crank the shorty.
For real?
No, I don't want to be bros with nobody. Two things. If I ain't got money with you, or if you ain't passed me a shorty, or vice versa, or ran a train, like, so, I need some stories.
Damn, that's...
I got to build that report. All right,
man. Yeah, and there was no... Yeah. Okay, It's so easy to not do some gay shit.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
You want to know if a nigga lame hang around him with girls and money? You'll find out.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Well, you had a question?
I don't remember.
All right.
Good.
Well, look, I want to say I appreciate y'all. I think y'all was perfect for this conversation.
Hell yeah.
Oh, reminded and not getting offended by anything we had to ask y'all.
Hell no. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, this shit about to go up. We appreciate
y'all. We got to give y'all shit next.
No. We're going to set up. Now, first of all, we asked all the questions.
No, y'all didn't.
I'm not going to ask a lot, though.
A lot of the shit that we would have did on the episode, like, y'all would have been so perfect for this shit. Like, yeah. We just did it here. We did a lot of, we had part two.
The crazy thing is, our audience might not, or your audience might not see us.
No, for sure. We're going to collab this shit too, and we're going to bring it over.
For sure.
And we got more questions, so we can come on there and ask about your little nasty.
I got you.
Y'all definitely need to invite us to, like, a gay function.
This Saturday.
Where? I'm going to be out of town, too.
That's some straight shit, but y'all need to invite us. I'm gonna be in Louisiana tomorrow.
Alright,
we appreciate y'all. It's the No Homo Show.
Yeah, let's get it. Pause.
Thank y'all. Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that.
Boss Brits, we certify, and DJ Excel.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.